Welcome to the Praying Daily Podcast. I'm your host, Krista Joy. In today's special episode, we're going to do a guided meditation of the beautifully poetic and very encouraging Psalms 23. This is not just a simple reading of the Psalms, but it's an immersive meditation of this beautiful Psalms. I will read each verse of Psalms 23 one at a time, helping you visualize the powerful imagery and understand the deeper meaning embedded within each verse. We will walk through the pastures together and navigate those dark valleys, all with the unwavering presence of Jesus. The aim for you is not only to listen, but really to experience it. I want you to visualize yourself in the verse. Feel the tranquility of those green pastures and feel the embrace of the Good Shepherd standing right there by your side. Whether you're listening on your morning commute or before bedtime, this episode is sure to leave you feeling comforted, guided, and protected. It will help you appreciate the beauty and tranquility of being with Jesus even amidst the chaos and troubles of daily life. You may want to close your eyes and listen to today's episode. I pray that you embrace this powerful Psalm of David in a whole new way today. Now settle in, relax, and listen to Psalms 23 from the ESV version. Verse 1. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Part of what King David meant when he said, "The Lord is my shepherd," is that there is no other leader before God. God is first and foremost his shepherd. Now, I want you to visualize Jesus standing right there before you now, with his arms stretched out, ready to take your hand and lead you on the best path. What do you feel as you're holding on to Jesus' hand? Is he whispering to you? What is he saying? Verse 2, he makes me lie down in green pastures. Notice that this verse says he makes you lie down because the Lord knows that you need to rest. Let the Lord allow you to rest right now. Take a deep breath. It literally is good for your soul. Now imagine resting in a lush green pasture with a quiet stream running nearby. Look around you. Do you see the sun? Do you see flowers? What else do you see? Make sure that you are looking for Jesus. What does he look like? What is he doing? Now imagine yourself laying at his feet or resting in his lap. Continue imagining the scene and stay in awe of what God has done. Remember this image of you and Jesus by this beautiful green pasture and come back to this scene often when you need rest. Verse 3, he restores my soul. Imagine the Lord putting back together your heart that may have been broken in pieces from heartache, from stress, from so many other reasons. Breathe deep now as he restores your soul. Imagine him filling your heart with liquid love. Imagine Jesus giving you a cold glass of the best water that you have ever had. Breathe deep again. He is refreshing you now. Verse 3 continued, he guides me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Notice that the word paths is plural. This indicates that there are many paths that the Lord guides you in and through. I learned recently from Roma Waterman, a wonderful worship leader from Australia, that these multiple paths mean that we don't do the same things all the time when we meet with the Lord. Some seasons of your life, you may be closer to the Lord by worshiping Him or by sitting quietly with Him. Let the Lord guide you in the path that you need for today. Keep your mind open to what His adventure is for you. Now imagine the Lord leading you on a path. What do you see as you're walking along? Maybe you see a friend that you need to reach out to. Maybe you see a task, like visiting a nursing home. Perhaps you see the next step that you need to take for your business, for your family. Maybe you see an instrument and He is guiding you to do more worship now. Breathe deep as you are imagining yourself walking with Jesus on this beautiful path. Verse 4, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. As you imagine this valley, don't have fear. When you are in this valley, this is when the Good Shepherd, Jesus Christ, is closest. Imagine Jesus nearby as you are in this valley. He is there guarding you, fending off any predators that are trying to come near you. Pause a moment. What is Jesus saying to you in this valley? Is He saying, I am here with you always? Or simply, do not fear, I am with you. Remember this feeling for the next time that you are in a valley. And know that Jesus is near you. He is fighting for you. Believe Him. Believe that Jesus is good. And He is always there with you. Verse 4 continued, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. The rod is used by shepherds to check that the sheep's wool is okay. Let the Lord check you over. In that process, He will comfort you. The rod is also used as a weapon to keep predators away. It's for your protection. The shepherd's staff has a hook designed to pull you in for safety reasons and also for guiding you. Let His staff pull you closer to Him. Oh, Jesus is so good to you. Ask the Lord now how He finds you as He's examining you. Remember, even when correcting you, He doesn't say anything that is condemning. He comforts you. He loves you so much. Breathe deep now. Know that the Lord is there to give you great peace and comfort and guidance. Verse 5, you prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. The table actually refers to the tablelands, which is the highest part of the land. The shepherd goes and checks out the land months before and prepares the place to be safe for you. Remember that the Bible says He goes before you. Pause in the scene where you are sitting on high grounds, where you are safe on a sunny day, as the Lord is watching over you. How comforting to know that the Lord has gone there before you, preparing your path. There is so much peace in this place. There is no fear of the present or the future. Imagine Jesus watching over you as you are enjoying this peace. No matter what is going on around you today, Jesus is there with you. Choose to focus today on what good He is doing for you. Verse 5 continued, you anoint my head with oil. Oil was poured on sheep's heads for protection, protecting them from insects that will get in their noses, ears, and actually cause them to go insane or blind or even cause death. Now imagine sitting in this beautiful tableland where Jesus is pouring oil over you right now. At the same time, imagine that the enemy is trying to attack you, but you can't hear him because you have oil from the Lord flowing over your head, flowing over your eyes. You are safe. Jesus is protecting you with his oil. Enjoy this peace now. Ask the Lord to keep applying the oil many times a day, remembering that this oil keeps the enemy away from you. Ask the Lord now to help you focus on him and not the distractions of the enemy. Verse 5 continued, "My cup overflows. I have everything I need." What a blessing it is that the Lord overfills your cup. Pause as you let his restoration fill you up. Imagine the Lord pouring goodness over your life today. He is so good. Verse 6, "Surely goodness and love follow me all the days of my life." Remember, dear friend, the Lord takes care of you. He is good. Only goodness and mercy are yours. Trust Jesus no matter what you are going through today. I'm not going to sugarcoat trials that you may have on this earth. We know the devil roams this earth and sin is rampant. And because of the devil, we know that there are trials. But we also know this is not God's will. His will for you is goodness. His will for you is that you feel his love. You feel his warm embrace. You feel his presence every moment of the day. Let the Lord refresh you and fill you up now. Verse 6 continued, "And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." Remember, no matter what you are going through, when you have Jesus living in you right here, right now, that you get to live with Jesus forever in heaven. What a great reason to rejoice today. Imagine that you are walking with Jesus on the streets of gold in heaven. Oh, look around you. Look at the beauty and the vibrant colors of nature that he has waiting for you. Let the Lord's peace flow over you now. Rest in his love. Well, friend, let me pray over you now. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you that you are our good shepherd. You are guiding us every step of the way, in trials and in good times. Thank you that you make us lie down and rest, that you love to lavish us with great peace. Father, we are so grateful for your care, for your compassion, your goodness, and your mercy. We praise you today. We surrender all to you, because we know that in your care, we are fully taken care of. Thank you, Lord. We love you, Jesus. We say all this in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Well, friend, if you have a prayer request or a praise report, please send an email to prayer@prayingdaily.org. We would love to pray with you and rejoice with you. God bless.